Dave Richardson from the campaign group Rail Futures on the line too. Is this as significant as it feels, Dave?
Yes, I certainly think it is. I'm sure the railway industry is pulling together really well to overcome this problem. But I think what worries us is that the climate is changing. There's a lot of challenges to the rail infrastructure. Embankments are falling down in various parts of the country. And we do need to see that investment by the government in the rail infrastructure continuing, because if they scale it back and the railways are in a bit of a financial crisis after COVID, then we could see more of these incidents in the future. And that is a bit worrying.
And I mean, guess not just for, you know, the damage and the potential danger, but for putting people off. I mean, they're trying to attract people onto the trains.
Yes, I think people will look for alternatives. For example, if I'm travelling down to the south coast, I will go by road to Didcot myself rather than get a one bus and then another bus. So people will look at alternatives, and some people might think, well, you know what, I'm going to carry on using my car in future because I can't be putting up with this. But I don't think that's going to be a very long-term thing to happen, because when people see the state of the roads, the congestion, they'll come back to a reliable rail service pretty quickly, I would say. But as I say, we need to see this investment. We need to see the railway prioritised in government thinking, because a lot of the infrastructure is, as somebody just said, Victorian, built a long time ago, and it needs constant monitoring and constant support.
And not just for passengers, but I mean, this will affect freight as well, won't it?
Absolutely. There are a very large number of container trains going down through this route to Southampton, and also trains of mini cars coming out of the factory at Cowley, for example. They now face a really major long detour via the Chiltern Line and the west of London to get to Southampton. And there are other types of freight trains too. So a lot of people might say, well, I never use a train. What's this got to do with me? Why spend on that? But all of us use household goods every day of the week, which are delivered by train from the ports and distributed around the country. So it really does need to be prioritised.
Yeah, it's a good point to make. Thank you, Dave Richardson from the campaign group Rail Future. If you are affected by this, if you may be trying to commute into London, do feel free to share.